Hey, it's Jen Thoden, and this is the podcast version of my popular YouTube channel, Your Color Style TV. Now, the video version has some useful and entertaining visuals, so if you want to check that out, go to yourcolorstyletv.com. Hi, I'm Jen Thoden with yourcolorstyle.com. Do you ever feel like you have way too many clothes in your closet, or too many colors, or simply you look at it and you have nothing to wear? I like to call that closet overwhelm. And it happens when we either have too many clothes, too many colors, or we just at one point figure out that nothing goes together and you just don't know what to do. I got this great email from one of my viewers, and the question basically was about that. They want to create a capsule wardrobe. They like the idea of being more minimalistic and having less so you can create more. But she feels like she has too many colors and nothing really seems to mix and match. And so it's becoming far more stressful than it is being successful. So here is my advice to you when you're trying to figure out what it, you know, where to start. So first of all, I just want to say that in the Color Style Club, there is a course called How to Create a Capsule Wardrobe. And it's going to go through a lot of what I'm about to say in great, great detail. And I'm just going to touch on it in this video, but you might want to check it out. I'll leave a link to the course below this video, as well as a link to the Color Style Club, so you can check out both and see if it's right for you. The first thing I suggest is that when you're looking at your closet, focus on your neutrals. So make sure that they're your right neutrals. You know, if you have warm undertones, you're going to want to have warm neutrals. And if you have cool undertones, there are cool neutrals, okay? But even so, you could think of navy, black, gray, camel, taupe, you know, those kind of neutrals, right? And focus on just neutrals. And take all the colors that you've got and just kind of move them to the side. Don't, you know what, for the sake of this video, let's not go down the whole path of throwing stuff out or, you know, donating. We're just going to focus on just your neutrals. This is a great way to kind of build a foundation and to kind of get a grip. Because if you're trying to mix and match and you've got all these colors and you're not necessarily good about color or you just don't know how things go together, it can be really overwhelming, be really frustrating, and you really haven't done anything to help yourself. So let's focus on neutrals. Neutrals should go with each other most of the time. So when you're looking at what you've got left, how many outfits can you still create? Now, if you just still have just bottoms and tops, then you might want to start to break out a little bit and think, well, what other neutral would be great with as a blazer or as a cardigan or something like that, and or as a dress, a scarf, an accessory, something else that you can add in to add a little bit of interest. And try to create your wardrobe simply by just your neutrals. So like in my neutral capsule, I've got olive green, which happens to be very trendy right now, navy blue. I took charcoal gray out actually. I wear a lot of gray and camel in the fall winter, but for the spring I kept it more to the neutral blues, navy blues, olive greens, and that's been working really well for me. I love my neutral wardrobe, and what's so great is that I can actually get through an entire week with just those clothes and just, you know, accessorize with either a scarf or with a statement necklace and be ready to go. So it really takes away a lot of the stress of worrying about whether or not a color or two colors will work together. So build that foundation, build it out of neutrals. And then when you're ready, when you feel like you've got a really strong foundation and that you can get away with going 5 days in just your neutrals, start to add in one or two colors and no more than that. If you choose two colors, make sure those two colors look pretty good together. So what I did for this summer and spring is I chose a pink and really all shades of pink. So I've got a little bit of light pink. I've got some a bright watermelon and like a lighter version of that color. And so those are my pinks I added into my wardrobe. And I love it because it goes really great with the navy and looks really great with the olive green. And it just makes me feel really good. I think I look pretty good in pink, so I love those clothes. I also added in a blue, which you could say is kind of a neutral, but it's kind of more of like a sky blue. It's a little bit of a brighter blue. And I seem to be attracted to that right now, so I added that in. What's great about having now the foundation of the neutrals is that when you add in just one color, you can pop it by just wearing lipstick or if it's not a lipstick color, then it doesn't make sense. But, you know, you can pop it in with nail polish or a handbag, shoes. Like if your color you added was red, you could wear a neutral outfit and red shoes, a red jacket over that, you know, navy top or something like that. And you can just start to pop in that color and not so worry about whether all the other colors go together, because sometimes they won't, and you have a lot of stuff that may be one-offs. But when you start thinking about in terms of what color can I pop into this neutral outfit to make it more interesting, now you've got some play and you can really start to finesse your style and figure out what you really like. But, you know, if you've got 10 colors in your wardrobe, it's probably too many. And I tell people that for each season, you know, about 3 to 4 months, focus mostly on just two colors and your neutrals. And if you think that you'll be bored with that, I would argue not, because what you'll discover is that you start to really add interesting combinations with what you've got, and you won't actually feel the need to go shopping as much as well. So you'll save some money, you'll have more creative options, and you'll avoid that overwhelm, because you should be able to open up your closet and be able to pick out a really great looking outfit without stressing out about it. So I hope that that helps you. And if you like that idea of creating that capsule wardrobe and popping in that color and coming up with some really great ideas and solutions, you really might want to check out that course, How to Create a Capsule Wardrobe. That link is below this video in the description. And I'll also give you a link to the Color Style Club, because it's loaded with the course and other related information you might find really helpful. So thank you for watching. Please subscribe to this channel if you like this kind of content, and I'll see you in another video. Thanks for watching.